I love the 60s, you know.
I do too.
When most people were paralyzed from the neck up, it was a wonderful time in our lives.
Let's go back with the Stones, baby. Five away from eight, and time is on my side. Yeah!
RKA News Center, I'm Kathy Lincoln with a 103-second update. Millionaire businessman Wallace Wilkinson broke three records and had almost 65% of the unofficial vote in demolishing Republican John Harper yesterday in the race for governor. A Democrat told supporters in Frankfort that his victory shows it's possible to live the American dream in Kentucky. In conceding his loss, Harper told his supporters in Louisville that he wasn't embarrassed and warned the Democrats to watch out next time. When the unofficial votes were tallied, Harper carried only five counties and had just 35% of the vote. Democrat Brereton Jones had 74% of the unofficial vote as he swept the lieutenant governor's race against Republican Larry Webster. Jones, a Woodford County horse breeder, says that while he's looking forward to his new position, he wouldn't just be a yes man. The six other statewide races also went to the Democrats. Unofficial totals show that each won by 60% or more in the races for attorney general, superintendent of public instruction, secretary of state, treasurer, auditor, and agriculture commissioner. And as in many elections, there were hard feelings, declaring that this election's not over yet. Former Philadelphia Mayor Frank Rizzo is bitterly refusing to concede to Wilson Good, the incumbent who's narrowly won a second term in office. Rizzo is signaling a court challenge of the results, saying that he's sure that there was fraud involved in the voting. In a published interview, Casper Weinberger's wife, Jane, has confirmed her husband will be stepping down as defense secretary. However, she denied that the reason was because of her illness. An official White House announcement is expected later this week. And Wall Street was down and out again yesterday after five straight up days. The Dow fell more than 50 points, and that after a late session rally. A three-year-old Madisonville girl who has spent most of her life in a hospital is showing no signs of complication during her recovery from an experimental transplant in Pittsburgh. Children's Hospital says that Tabitha Foster is in critical condition, but that's normal status for transplant patients. And also, a final story, if you've ever been called four eyes, some news reported by two Israeli doctors might put a nice tint to your eyes. And a test of nearly 158,000 military recruits shows a link between nearsightedness and a high IQ. But they don't know why. Wave 3's Craig Edwards is next with our forecast. It's 8:01.
Kathy, can we speak to you for just a second?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to say something, Kathy.
Oh, okay.
I think you might have heard us in the election.
Jeff and I sort of put our heads together today and we thought, well, why did we lose this election?
Mm-hmm.
And we've decided we think that, well, you may have heard us being on the ticket, that we just don't think people are ready for ladies in politics yet.
You think so?
Yeah.
What about Martha Lane Collins?
Like I say, people aren't ready for women in politics yet.
Announcing the biggest jewelry gift and electronic sale the state of Kentucky has ever seen. Friday and Saturday only at Martin's Jewelry Company and Pawn Shop. It's the big one. The biggest sale ever held at one time anywhere in Kentucky. Two full days of spectacular 30 to 70% savings on a store-wide selection of jewelry, giftware, electronics, and collectibles. A sale so important that special crews worked hard and fast through the night to mark down everything in the store 30 to 70%. Join the crowds when Martin's Jewelry Company and Pawn Shop opens its doors at 9:30 a.m. sharp for the big one. The greatest buying opportunity of the year. All diamond and gold jewelry, name brand watches, guitars, stereos, everything in stock, reduced up to 70%. Don't miss the big one. Friday and Saturday only at Martin's Jewelry Company and Pawn Shop in Louisville between Outer Loop and Fern Valley Road on Old Shepherdsville Road.
People in Kentucky, Anna, are shopping at Drug Emporium, and here's why. An independent research firm purchased the same 25 name brands from Drug Emporium and its major competitors, Taylor, Otto, Super X, and Walgreens. The results? Verified savings of 25 to 46% more at Drug Emporium. With Drug Emporium, you can expect savings up to 46% every day. So if you don't shop at Drug Emporium, you're paying too much. At Drug Emporium, you can save 50% on Amity wallets and leather products every day. That's right, 50% off all Amity clutch wallets and trifolds. And from November 15th to the 18th, Drug Emporium is offering free engraving of cross pins, the perfect gift for the holidays. Drug Emporium, where less-
from the RK Weather Center. Well, at 5 o'clock this afternoon, Indian summer will end as a cold front pushes across the plains into the Ohio Valley, and our temperatures will start dropping and going back much closer to normal over the next few days. In the meantime, though, mostly sunny skies today with a record high temperature of 80 degrees. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy skies and cooler as the cooler air comes in from the plains. 44 degrees, the overnight low. For tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, the high temperature only 62 degrees. Friday, sunny skies and 56. Saturday, sunny and 60 degrees. And Sunday, partly cloudy and 65.
Currently, we have smoke-filled skies, 63 degrees in downtown Louisville.
Can you get, is that too dirty to get on the radio or what?
Traffic is brought to you by Sam Pottinger, your Ford discount dealer in Oxmoor Center. We still have that multi-car accident working at 65 northbound near Fern Valley Road. And they're starting to clear that out of the way. I think there's a couple of cars left. One of them needs a wrecker to come, so they're waiting on the wrecker for that. Still has traffic, though, backed up all the way past the Snyder Freeway. But naturally, as you get past Fern Valley Road, you won't see any problem. Southern Indiana traffic remains real steady this morning. And 64 westbound, your heaviest volumes of traffic between the Waterston Expressway and Cannons Lane. And then gets heavy again at Grinstead Drive. Remember, 103 WRKA gathers traffic information from free calls provided by Bell South Mobility at 551-1420. And a fleet of 80 trucks of Zip Express.
All right, to Kathy, 103 WRKA, St. Matthews, Louisville. We're the A-team, and we, hold on here just a minute. Hello, RKA.
May I speak to Steve Hayes, please?
What would you like to speak to Steve for?
I was calling concerning a past due bill.
Since losing the election, you know, he's in self-imposed political exile, and he won't be able to be reached for the next 5 years.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It worked.
WRKA, more variety, so you can listen longer. You notice we're playing all these Somebody Done Somebody Wrong songs today?
I feel like we've been done wrong.
I don't know. Maybe it's just, subliminal,
Yeah.
Or whatever. But we're trying to overcome the fact that stunning defeat last night by Wallace Wilkinson. Who'd ever thunk it at 9 minutes after eight? You know, the one thing I think we need to do here is perhaps call Wallace and, congratulate him. I think it'd be at least big on our part.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he owns Wally World, the big hotel in Frankfurt, the Capital Plaza Hotel. Kathy, why don't you go ahead and see if you can get Wallace on the phone there. You dial him up. As we've sort of been holding off here on our speech, hoping that maybe a recount or something would happen, Jeff, to, make it all seem like it was just a dream,
Yeah. Guess it wasn't, though. Kind of happened to us, didn't it?
It really did. Kathy's over there just dialing like a mad woman, like a crazy woman. You know, this woman has really... She's held us together today. We've given her a lot of fun, but we appreciate her because she's Kathy, and we love her. Go ahead, Kathy. Let's get the Capitol Plaza Hotel in. Okay. Is that it?
It's supposed to be.
Okay, we're waiting for somebody to answer.
Maybe Wallace isn't speaking today.
Why don't you try it one more time there real quick?
I bet they know we're calling.
Yeah, I know. They probably have orders to jam the switchboard so we don't get through. Kathy's just over there dialing like a crazy woman. Okay.
Well, hopefully we'll get Wally on this time.
Go ahead and push her on. I think we've made contact. Capitol Plaza Hotel in Frankfurt.
Capitol Plaza Hotel, may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Hi, this is Steve Hayes calling from WRK Radio in Louisville. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty much. I guess you probably heard of the A-Team. Are you expecting our call this morning by any chance?
No.
Oh, great.
You're not... I don't know whether you... Well, of course, we were running for governor. My name's Steve Hayes, and along with Jeff Tyler and Kathy Lincoln.
Hi, how are you?
And we had an aggressive write-in campaign. We wanted to call, and I guess there's not going to be a recount of the votes, so we pretty much conceded the fact that we've lost, and we wanted to congratulate Wallace.
Oh, okay.
Is he around?
Just a moment, sir. Let me see.
Okay.
Just checking on.
You know they're not going to give us to us.
Yeah, now she's whispering to
I don't know.
Else.
They wouldn't do that. I don't think he's ready for us.
He's probably going to try to avoid us.
Probably eat a spaghetti dinner or something.
Pretending like she doesn't even know who we are.
Yeah, she'll probably come back and try to say he's sleeping or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, we are at the Capitol Plaza Hotel right now waiting to talk to Wallace Wilkinson. And quite a stunning upset. Caught us with our jockeys down.
Sure did.
Probably having a pasta buffet right now for breakfast.
Jeff already said that.
Oh.
When you
smile at him.
Okay, sir, he left last night to go to Owensboro, and I don't believe he's back yet.
Right. Oh, he did?
Not to our knowledge. Yes, sir. He flew out of here last night.
Who are we speaking to, by the way?
This is Cheryl.
Okay, Cheryl.
At the Capitol Plaza Hotel. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I can imagine probably pretty jubilant spirits around there this morning.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, we thought we were going to have our own little celebration last night, but old Wallace threw some water on that. You know, we were pretty aggressive. You know, we attempted to buy people's votes. I'm sure you've heard about that, didn't you?
No, sir.
Oh. Come on now. You know, you don't the knife's already in. You don't have to twist it.
Oh, I'm not twisting knives.
Yeah, pretending like she hasn't heard about us. Oh, okay. And let me ask you, what kind of campaign strategy did Wallace use against us? You know, I mean, it's all over with now. He's going to be the governor. What did he do to combat the A-team running for governor?
I tell you what, I'm on the switchboard. I have to get off this phone.
Okay. Well, thanks for talking. Do me a favor. Will you leave him a note?
Yeah, okay.
Leave him a note that the A-team congratulates him.
Uh-huh.
And the best guy won, I guess. Okay.
Okay.
And tell him we'll see him in 4 years.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Did you see the way she conveniently
skirted us?
Oh, man, I'm telling you what. All of a sudden, we had a real real poignant question. What did she try to do? She said, well, the switchboard.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's time, Jeff. Why don't you go ahead and let's spill our guts here this morning. Let's get it over with. Let's get the pain and anguish aside.
Well, we thank all our loyal A-team listeners who took time out to make it to the voting polls and vote for the new A-team. We'd also like to thank Wallace Wilkinson and the victorious Democrats who ran for state offices. Congratulations, Wallace. We do acknowledge your victory. As for you, John Harper, I think we may have edged you out by some ridiculous margin here in Jefferson County. But hey, why pat ourselves on the back any more than we have to?
Yeah.
You know? Again, we thank you all for your support, and we wish we could have bought more votes, but we're no million-dollar Rockefellers, so... Thank you all from the A-team, Blake and Hazen. Tyler, too. That ought to do it, Steve-O.
You know who I'm worried for? It's the darling of the A-team. She's taking it the hardest.
She is.
7 years in the planning. 10 months in the building.
Kroger stores, so special, we call them stores of the 1990s. And two of them are right here in Louisville.
Futuristic stores with more specialty shops than you've ever seen before.
A deli shop.
A cheese shop.
A pizza shop.
A pastry shop.
A floral shop.
A gourmet meat shop.
A card and party shop.
A seafood shop.
A salad bar.
A video shop.
A restaurant.
A pharmacy.
And more.
You'll find these amazing new Kroger stores on Shelbyville Road at New Aiken Road, next to Furniture Showroom. And on Dixie Highway at Ashby Lane.
Two stores of the future. Go Krogering at the stores of the 1990s.
All this week, all Louisville Kroger stores are celebrating with special savings on fresh whole pork loin. 14 to 18 pound average, just 99 cents a pound to limit one. And don't forget, starting at 9 a.m. Thursday morning, the first 300 customers will get a 15-ounce American Home Cheese Danish Twist absolutely free. See the difference. Go Krogering.
Dr. Ruth Westheimer plays around.
Don, all work and no play makes Ruth a dull dog, which is why I've taken up the game of golf. But even out here, I won't miss out on important calls because the smart people at Cellular One have come up with a car phone that doesn't even need a car. It works just like the phone in your office, but it's completely portable. Excuse me? Hello? No, twice a week is plenty. Anytime business takes you to places where there's no phone, take along the new portable phone from Cellular One and keep in constant touch. Hello? Twice a week. More than that is obsessive. Some people want to play golf all the time, but really, twice a week is plenty.
When you're the best, word travels. Cellular One.
For more about Cellular One mobile phone service, call 582-2355. 582-2355.
Wrestling?
No, the new Newlywed Game with Bob Eubanks.
Well, I love seeing those couples reveal the most embarrassing secrets.
Nobody breaks up an audience or patches up a feud like Bob Eubanks. He's been TV's reigning host for over two decades, and he's never been better.
So let's watch it.
But, Dumpling, I hate to miss the wrestling. Can't we compromise?
The new Newlywed Game starring Bob Eubanks.
Do I have to watch the entire show in a headlock?
The new Newlywed Game, tonight at 7:30 on Wave 3.
Could the honeymoon be over for Lucy and Ehrlich?
You're in a doghouse, Fido!
Could one be starting for Ellen Craig and the new administrator?
I have a proposition for you.
I accept.
And how is Dr. Craig coping?
Ladies of the evening.
The answers to these and other questions.
What's that supposed to mean?
This week on Saint Elsewhere.
See it tonight at 10, followed by Don Schroeder and the Wave 3 News team on Wave 3 News Nightcast at 11 o'clock.
I was your fifth caller this morning.
And I don't know why.
I hold you in my arms. If the band plays.
A little boogie from Bossy Brucey from 103 WRKA. That is Brilliant Disguise. 21 minutes after 8 o'clock. The A team of Lincoln, Hayes, and Tyler. And hold on just a minute. Good morning, RKA.
Do you want the fifth caller to call?
Pardon me?
The fifth caller to call.
Pardon me, ma'am?
Did you want the fifth caller to call?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
The fifth caller.
You said the what now?
The fifth caller.
Did you say the fifth caller?
Yeah.
The what now, the fifth?
Yeah.
The fifth caller?
Yeah.
You want the fifth caller?
Yeah. I said, did you all want someone to call the fifth caller?
Nah.
Okay.
You are not in a very nice mood today at all.
Just I'm a little angry.
Bitter, messing with people on the phones.
Yeah, I'm a little down. And I'll have fun at anybody's expense. But, you know, the A-team is still not too proud to give away money. And maybe we can't buy votes, but we can buy friendship, can't we?
Mm-hmm, sure can.
We're just a bunch of beautiful people trying to say something. And tell you what we'll do. We'll take a journey into Lotto Central next for $1,000. It's an A number. So get your Living It Up Lotto brochure from the station offering more than a million in cash prizes. And that'd be us, 103 RKA.
Quality and value, that's our style. Levi's Jewelers.
Harold, it's gone. It was just here and now it's gone.
Did you look in its cage?
Oh, not the bird, Harold. My engagement diamond.
Now, don't panic, Joyce.
Oh, I'll just die without my beautiful diamond from Leroy's Jewelers. It was just my style.
Do you think you lost it in your body bounce class?
No, it was bouncing right along with me all day.
Well, don't worry, my precious. Leroy's Jewelers will replace it. One of the reasons we went to Leroy's Jewelers was their lifetime guarantee against the loss of our diamond from its mounting.
And they'll replace it free, Harold?
Yes, pussycat, free.
And bigger, Harold?
Joyce, bigger is up to you and me. And your mother.
Quality and value, that's our style. Leroy's Jewelers.
Shop the Leroy's Jewelers in Oxmoor Center and in the Green Tree Mall, Clarksville.
Heritage Ford Mercury explodes into 1988 with a $99 price you won't want to miss. 1988 Ford Escorts and Rangers, $99 down and $168 a month. That's right, 1988 Ford Rangers and Escorts for $99 down and $168 a month to qualified buyers. And get this, no monthly payments. No payments until January 1988. Heritage Ford Mercury has them in stock now. So new, the wheels are still hot. 1988 Rangers and Escorts, only $99 down and $168 a month at Heritage Ford. And no payments until January 1988. Hurry, they won't last long. Don't forget to call first at 948-0018 and schedule your $6.95 oil change while you take a test drive. That's 948-0018. Call now. $99 down, no payments until January, and only $168 a month at Heritage Ford Mercury, just a short drive west of Louisville on I-64, right off Highway 135 at Corydon. Heritage Ford Mercury, 99 for 88.
Something's always cooking at the Bristol. No matter what my state of mind, well, the feeling's fine for a good time. Something's always cooking at the Bristol.
The Bristol was a good choice for lunch, Bob.
Thank you, JB.
Great food, nice wine, my favorite dessert.
Put you in the mood for closing the big contract, right?
Well, not exactly. I never make decisions on a full stomach.
Something's always cooking at the Bristol.
You said let's go to your place. I didn't know you meant the Bristol.
Isn't it great? It's my favorite spot.
But I thought...
Look, there's John and Becky. You thought what?
Oh, never mind.
And anytime, like an old friend, Bristol picks me up again.
Whether it's for lunch, dinner, late night, or Sunday brunch, dining at the Bristol is always a pleasant experience. Something's always cooking at the Bristol.
Something's always cooking at the Bristol.
26. After 8 o'clock, the A-Team from 103 WRKA. Let's go into Lotto Central now and see if we can find the door and see if we can win you some money. Well, it's time now to go into Lotto Central now and see if we can make somebody rich with $1,000. So let's open the door and...
What do you want, Steve?
I can't believe it.
What do you want?
Inside, it's John Harper.
Yeah, this is John Harper in Lotto Central.
Man, that's... Well, it's sort of amazing, John. First of all, good morning. Can I ask the obvious question?
Sure.
What are you, John Harper, doing in Lotto Central?
Well, where in the hell else I got to go, Steve?
Good point. Tara, help us out with that number, please.
A-656-078.
Okay, that's A-656-078. No, it's not. That's the number we call last hour. This is the number we want this hour.
A-648-970.
At least he's up on it there.
A-648-970. That's A-648-970. If that's your number, call me within 10 minutes of 3 seconds. 571-WRKA, the station that's going to make you rich. Here are the Supremes. Get me up and get me up now.